Avoid foolish disputes, Titus 3:9. The few days we have on earth are better spent in doing good than in disputing over matters which are of minor importance. Theologians of old caused needless controversies by their incessant discussion of subjects of no practical importance, and our churches still suffer much from petty wars over minor points and unessential questions. If after one of these debates, neither party is any the wiser, and the discussion ends with no more knowledge or love, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. 2 Timothy 2:23. Questions upon points where Scripture is silent, upon mysteries which belong to God alone, upon prophecies that have endless possible interpretations, and discussions of different ways of observing mere human traditions are almost always futile, and wise men avoid them. The best thing is to not ask or answer foolish questions, but avoid them altogether. And if we observe the Apostle Paul's precept, Titus 3:8, to be careful to maintain good works, we'll be too busy with profitable business to take much interest in unworthy, contentious, and needless strivings. There are, however, some questions which are very serious, which we must honestly answer, such as these. Do I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Am I renewed in the spirit of my mind? Am I walking not after the flesh, but after the Spirit? Am I growing in grace? Am I obeying Christ's commands? Am I looking for his coming and watching as a servant who expects his master? Am I a doer and not just a hearer of God's word? So let's turn our critical abilities to ourselves to become more profitable servants of Christ. Let's be peacemakers and lead others by our example to avoid foolish disputes.